Good morning and welcome everyone, and thanks for joining us today, and thanks for joining and participating in our convocation week, which was last week. Today I'm going to do a very quick follow-up on the convocation week. I want to go into this message. It's burning in my, one time Jeremiah said, that word is burning in my bones. Praise God. This one right here is burning in my bones today, and I got to release it for you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, I'll get to it in a minute. But first, convocation week. It was a long week, and I pray that the Lord answer every one of your prayers, those of you that participated, whatever you had in your heart. No matter how and which way you participated, you did it in the spirit of unity, and that's what counts. Praise the Lord. And the Lord hear your prayers. Hallelujah. And grant you the petitions of your hearts. What things soever you desire, Jesus said. Hallelujah. Not exactly the things you need. The things you need, God will take care of those things. What things you desire, when you pray, believe that you have them, and you shall have them. Praise the Lord. So we've been through, it was a long week. We started out, actually, it didn't seem so long after all, but, we started out with praising the Lord. And, that was a really good thing to set the tone for the convocation week, is to praise the Lord. Well, once we got that out of the way, nonstop praise, we went through confession, repentance, and so forth, which brings revival. That one was a powerful one. We got a lot of testimonies out of that. People, Holy Spirit moved people to actually do what the Holy Spirit was saying to do, which is forgive and release. Hallelujah. Then they went through the promise of the Lord to restore. And then we also covered how we must contend. Even when the Lord has promised that something, we got to contend for it in prayer until we get it. And then we began to talk about, overcoming adversity. That one covered a couple of days, 2 days. And finally, the prophetic crossover yesterday. And I believe a lot of things were released in the room already yesterday. We're going to release some more today. Today being the first day of the seventh month of the year, welcome to the month of July. This month can represent many things, because it is number seven, people can think of it as many different things. But I'm going to tell you what the Lord told me, and he confirmed it already this morning. And I'm going to start right here. It's called July, the month of rest. And you pay attention, and the Lord is going to bless your heart. I am going to, start right here in the book of Leviticus. It's where I'm going to start today. Praise the Lord. Leviticus chapter 23. That's where I'll be starting. Amen. So let's take note of these scriptures. Let's take note of the word of the Lord as well, that he will share with us this morning. Father, I thank you, for as always, the entrance of your word brings light and gives understanding to the simple. Now, thy word and the light thereof cannot be withheld. Darkness cannot comprehend it. must go forth. They must shine, for God commanded that light to shine out of darkness. Now let that word and the light shine in our hearts this morning, giving us understanding, hallelujah, of what the Spirit is saying to the church. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. But there's a lot of commandments and a lot of, ordinances and decrees and different things, statutes and so on. And the Lord commanded the children of Israel to do and observe from time to time. There are many of them that pertain to us or that we can draw parallels from, and like this one. And I'm going to draw a prophetic revelation and proclamation out of this verse in Leviticus 23:23. So that's easy for you to remember, right? Leviticus 23:23. It's actually really in 24, but starts at 23. All right, so let's read it. And the Lord said unto Moses, saying, now that's 23. The 24 is the message itself. Speak unto the children of Israel. Or let me say, speak unto the walking with God community. That in the seventh month, on the first day of the month, such as this, shall have a Shabbat, a memorial of blowing of trumpets, and a holy convocation. Don't jump ahead of yourself. I'm going to explain that in a minute. You shall do no servile work therein. You shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. Okay, so Shabbat or Sabbath is a time of rest. A memorial of blowing of trumpets. Well, we already sang the song this morning to blow the trumpet. Trumpets can be for many different things. You blow the trumpet to call a solemn assembly. You blow the trumpet to give a warning. Sometimes they blow the trumpet when there is a feast, like a wedding. They blow the trumpet. You have to blow the trumpet and blow it in a certain sound, blow it a certain way, to mean a certain thing. And if you don't blow it properly, or, let's say watchmen on the wall, they see some evil coming and they blow an uncertain sound. Well, Paul was writing about that. He said, who shall preserve, if you sound a sound that nobody understands, when he was talking about speaking with tongues and so on. He said, who shall prepare himself to the battle? So if it is time for battle and you go and blow, there's a way they blow that, shofar. You can blow it long, you can blow it long, short, 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 long, short, long. there's different ways they blow it, and it means different things. And if people are accustomed, are trained, that if you hear it this way, it means that thing. And if you hear it, this other way, it means this other thing, but it must make a clear sound. If it's not clear, people will get confused. If it is time for them to run and hide, and then it sounded like it was a time of gathering for joy, a lot of people will be killed. So the trumpet must give a clear sound. It must give a clear sound. And when it gives a sound, then we ourselves must prepare. Hallelujah. So if this trumpet gives an uncertain sound, we won't know what it's saying. So I got to make sure today that the trumpet that I'm blowing will give a certain sound, very clear, in no uncertain words. We're going to put it out there. The declaration and the announcement that we are making. That's what those trumpets actually do, is to announce something. See that they announce that there is danger, or they announce that people should come for the meeting, or they announce that, there's joy and a meeting of wedding and celebration or something. Make an announcement. Praise the Lord. So I will be making some announcement here this morning, and it's going to surround what the Lord says here. He says, beginning in this month, let it be a Sabbath of rest unto you. Praise the Lord. You know, I mean, there was last month, I guarantee you, that was tough for us. Even in our local church, all kinds of, you know, things that coming against us, coming against our brethren, and different things like that. But I tell you what, you know, we made it through. And here we are. This will be, that's what he said, it will be a month of rest for you. You know, you will not have these burdens. That's what's called the servile walk. You know, there are burdens that Pharaoh are put upon you. And there needs to be rest, you know. God is going to now give you rest. Hallelujah. So I'm going to make these announcements now. First, for the heavens to hear. Hallelujah. Now, when I declare it, you know, to the heavens, then from there, you know, and everything else must fall in line. Praise the Lord. So that's what we are going to be doing today. To declare it to the heavens. As it is written, Deuteronomy chapter 32 and verse 1. Give ear, O ye heavens, and I will speak, and hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. My doctrine shall drop as the rain, and my speech shall distill as the dew, as a small rain upon the tender herb. You know, to bring, you know, kind of a soothing, kind of a blessing, you know, a pleasantness. Hallelujah. Rest. You know, the showers, it's going to be God bring showers upon the grass, because I will publish the name of the Lord. And every one of us should ascribe greatness unto our God. For he is the rock. Hallelujah. His work is perfect. Glory to God. So I'm going to let the heavens hear it. I'm not going to speak it in a corner. I'm going to declare it so the heavens can hear. And the Lord asked Job. Job 38 and 33. Knowest thou the ordinances of heaven? Canst thou set the dominion thereof upon the earth? Well, yes. By the grace of God, by the cosmic knowledge of the Holy Spirit, you know, we can now declare to the heavens, because we understand how it works. We can bring dominion upon the earth of the things we declared to the heavens. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, let me give you a few more scriptures, and then I'll make these declarations. In yet another place in Numbers 29, the Lord spoke this same thing. He repeated it. He said in verse 1, and in the seventh month, on the first day of the month, you shall have an holy convocation. You shall do no Sabbath work there. It be a day of blowing of trumpets. Well, it means a blowing of announcements. So what kind of announcements are we going to make today? Well, stay tuned. Praise the Lord. We are going to make certain announcements. Let everyone stay tuned. The heavens, satanic altars, and all the pharaohs and so forth. Let them stay tuned, because we're going to make certain announcements today. Praise the Lord. You know, and, you know, what a joy and a thrill to know that, you know, the Lord is mindful of us. Now, I want to tell you that, look, the sufferings that we have, right? These things, you know, we covered that already during the adversity series. So that is already, you know, on recording for you to go back and listen to through the replays. You know, we I think we took 2 days or so to cover that in depth. So that's already covered. You know, however, I want to say to you, just a few, one or two or three scriptures here and there that relates to what I'm talking about today. First one is 1 Peter chapter 5 and 10. These sufferings that we've had or have from time to time, well, what is it? Where is it all going? I mean, what is this all about? You know, especially since we said, you know, it's time for you to get some rest. He says, look, the God of all grace who has called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while. Yeah? Have you suffered anything in the last few weeks or months? Or the first half of the year? Well, after you have suffered a while. Let me say it this way too. After you have suffered a little while, you know, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. To whom be praise and glory and dominion forever. What does it mean to settle you? You know, and strengthen you and so forth. Well, why must he strengthen you after you suffer? He should have strengthened you while you are suffering. He should have strengthened you before the suffering. But look, strength. I'm going to tell you, you know, a story. Strength even sometimes comes from rest. You know, even medical science, we know that. You know, when you're going constantly, 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 and you don't have rest, your body is liable to break down. When you, and God designed it so that we can have rest. You go through the cycle of one day you rest. Your body has this ability to recoup. It's built in, you know, but we can wear that body out completely if we don't rest. So when you are resting, hallelujah, you may even be generating strength, you know. You say, wow, really? Absolutely. You know, when you run a long race and you're tired, you know, you have to, you know, I've watched sometimes, you know, when they run these tedious races and they're tired, they just fall down on the ground afterwards and they're like breathing heavily and they have to rest for a few minutes, you know, just to gather their strength, you know. So even rest and bring you strength, you know. So I want you to consider that rest can bring you strength. And Jesus said in Mark chapter 6 and verse 31, Jesus said unto them, and you'll see the reason why he said it. He said, come ye yourselves apart into a desert place and rest a while. Why? For there were many coming and going, and they had no leisure so much as to eat. I mean, these people are burnt out. And Jesus said, look, you got to come apart and rest. When you are resting, you can actually gain strength. Hallelujah. When you gain strength, you know, Isaiah 40 and 31, they that wait upon the Lord, you know, shall renew their strength. In the moment of waiting, you're just kind of resting upon his word, just waiting, you know, and you can renew your strength even during the waiting. Just waiting on the Lord, just resting, just like we've been doing the last few, several days, you know, you can renew your strength even from that. Hallelujah. So, this, what we're talking about here in 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 10, is not out of order for the Lord to give you strength. even after you struggled, it's not out of order for him to give you rest. You know, so that's what we are sharing here this morning. God is bringing you rest. Hallelujah. God will bring you rest in this month of July. Now, that's my prayer. You know, and that's the way that the Lord has called for it at this time. So, I want to read to you a story here. Well, not the whole story, yeah, just a part of it. I'm going to read it from 2 Chronicles, chapter 14. Just a couple of verses, just to bring out a point. You know, I'll start at verse 1. So Abijah slept with his fathers, and they buried him in the city of David. And Asa, this is what I want to show you. Asa, his son, reigned in his stead. And in his days, the land was quiet. 10 years. Now, that's rest, right? The land was quiet. 10 years. God gave him rest. On all sides, there was no war, there was no fighting, there was no trouble. Well, and he took advantage of that rest to strengthen himself in the Lord. And Asa did that which was right in the eyes of the Lord. And he took away the altars of the strange gods and the high places and break down the images, cut down the groves. And he commanded Judah to seek the Lord, that God their fathers, that to do the law and the commandment. Isn't that wonderful? They can have a commander in chief. President or a king or something like that, you know, some ruler, you know, that will have power to command his people to serve the Lord. You know, that's how Asa started out, at least. And he took away out of all the cities of Judah the high places and the images, and the kingdom was quiet. That's the rest. Quiet before him. So let's see what he did, how he used a quietness for advancement and for strength. So during that quietness, he built fenced cities. Now, strengthened himself. You know, he strengthened himself, he fortified his cities and so forth. For the land had rest. You know, listen to this statement. He built fenced cities because the land had rest. You know, I mean, if you don't have rest, you can't even build. Now, Sambalat and Tobiah, you know, troubling the children when they were the children of Israel when they were trying to rebuild. You know, so if you don't have rest, but he had rest and he took advantage of it. Let me read it to you. And he built fenced cities in Judah because, for there is, because the land had rest and he had no war. You know, none of these buffetings in those years, because the Lord had given him rest. And he said to Judah, let us build these cities and make them walls and towers and gates and bars to fortify. Let's gain strength while we have quietness, while we have rest. Let's gain strength. Are you tracking? I hope you are tracking, because this is very important. You know, this is the time for you to gain strength, for you to fortify when you have rest. Say, let us build these cities. Let us make them walls. Let us make towers, gates, bars, while the land is yet before us, while everything is still quiet. Let us fortify our position, because we have sought the Lord our God. Have we not done that these past 7 days? You know, and we have sought him, and he has given us rest. So rest comes from seeking the Lord. So they built, you say, I give not rest on every side. So they built and prospered. Hallelujah. Now, if that doesn't excite you, I don't know what will excite you this morning. Because that's the message right here. Is that, look, because the Lord is bringing you rest. He said the first day of the month will be a day of rest. And I say it will be a month of rest unto you. Amen. Now, because it is going to be a month of rest unto you, hallelujah. But let me stop here and ask you a question. If you believe this word of the Lord, that this month shall be a month of rest unto you, then I want you to say amen in the chat room. It'll be a month of rest. Hallelujah. Gotta cut off. Cut off. See, your pressing spirits. God will undo. I mean, we went through the fast praying about it. Now we're going to see the results. God will undo the bands of wickedness. God will take away the heavy burdens. God will release you from oppression and oppressing spirits. And God is said to break every yoke. Hallelujah. Praise God. Did I see your amen in the chat room? Well, be it unto you according to your faith. You know, this word of the Lord that we declare from time to time, the way it works is you must have faith. And you must believe it. When you believe it, it will work for me and for you when you believe it. Well, let me stop and tap my own amen as well. Because, you know, I don't want to lose out. Do you? Praise God. You know, so amen that the Lord is going to give us rest. There are many other scriptures that tell us that, look, yes, we may go through some buffetings and different things like that. You know, but the Lord has a way that is going to bring rest. And when he begins to bring rest, that's when you fortify your position, just like Asa here. That's when you strengthen yourself. You know, the rest will give you strength, just like that body. This human body, during rest, that's when he renews its strength. You know, so sometimes rest is a prescription for a lot of things. Just for you to rest, you know, you can get the rest that you need. Your body will start to come back together. It's built and designed to do that. So let's take a look at 1 Peter chapter 1 real quickly. I don't want to preach too long today because I want to declare some things. 1 Peter chapter 1. And let's see how the Apostle Peter is encouraging people, you know, about certain things here. First Peter chapter 1, I'm going to read verses 6 and 7. He said, look, he's talking about faith and salvation to be revealed in the last time. You know, say so you're kept by the power of God and so forth. Wherein you greatly rejoice. That's where I'm going. Wherein you greatly rejoice. Though now for a season, if need be, you are in heaviness through manifold afflictions and adversities. That the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise, honor, and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Well, Jesus is going to appear to some of you in this month. How does the Lord appear? Jesus said in Luke chapter 18 and verse 8, you know, you have been praying. And he said, the Lord will answer you speedily. But he said, well, nevertheless, when the Son of Man shall come to that situation, shall he still find you at a point of faith? Yeah. That's my interpretation of Luke chapter 18, verse 8. When the Lord comes for the rapture and all that. But you are praying, because that's what he's talking about. He's talking about prayer. A man ought always to pray and not to faint. That you cry unto the Lord nightly, every day, he will avenge you speedily. So he's talking about prayer. He's talking about things you need. And then all of a sudden he said, well, you know, nevertheless, when the Son of Man shall come, will he find faith? You know, so Jesus will come. Glory to God. He will appear unto some glory. And when he does, you know, it's going to bring you rest. And the rest is coming. The word of God is also Christ. So the word that's coming to you today is like that time of refreshing. You know, Acts chapter 3 and verse 19 says, look, It's a time of refreshing when the Lord will appear. You know, so the Lord is appearing in this time of refreshing for you in this month. Glory to God. Listen to also what James says. James also has something to say about these trials that you've been through. You know, right now, I'm trying to let us concentrate on the fact that God will give us rest this month. Praise the Lord. You know, James said, count it all joy when you fall into diverse situations, adversities, trials, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have a perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Well, isn't that the same thing that Peter said in 1 Peter 5:10? After that you have suffered a while, the Lord then shall perfect you, settle you, strengthen you, and settle you. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we see a lesson that we were given in the time of Abraham. In Hebrews chapter 6, verse 15, we're told that, you know, after that he had patiently endured, not before, but after. After that he had patiently endured, then he obtained the promise. Well, we have endured many things, and we have spent a, you know, close out of the month, I mean, of the first half of the year was in convocation week. So now it is a time of rest. And I'm going to be praying a prayer this morning that's going to guarantee that you receive that time of rest. In the book of Isaiah chapter 32 and verse 17, you know, this is one of the scriptures that I will use to pray over the room today. Now, the Lord already told me that it is what I need to say today, so I know, you know, he's going to back it up. And I'm going to declare it to you that when you have this rest, when you have this righteousness, and so forth, when you have walking in righteousness in your life, it brings rest. It brings quietness. Let's talk about it. You know, praise the Lord. He said, and the work of righteousness, Isaiah 32 and 17, shall be peace. And the effect of righteousness shall be quietness and assurance forever. Well, we confess our sins, we've laid it all down, we've forgiven others, and so on and so forth. You know, the Lord has cleansed us. So, clean before my Lord I now stand. Hallelujah. And my people, he said, look, you're going to have quietness and assurance. And my people shall dwell in a peaceable habitation and in sure dwellings and in quiet resting places. The emphasis today is on quietness and rest. That's what we need in this month. It's a month of Shabbat. It's a month, you know, of blowing of the trumpet. And I'm blowing the trumpet to make this announcement that God said, this month and going forward, my people shall dwell in a peaceable habitation. I'm going to be running up and down to the hospital. My people shall dwell in a peaceable habitation, in sure dwelling places, in a quiet resting places. This is the promise of the Lord. Hallelujah. And how is he going to do it? He wants you, you know, to put your mind on the word of the Lord and on him. Isaiah 26 and verse 3 says, you know, thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you. Hallelujah. Trust ye in the Lord forever, he says. The Lord God Jehovah. Let me read it to you. Isaiah 26 and 3. Thou will keep in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusteth in thee. And as you trust in the Lord, he said, your trust in him brings everlasting strength. Hallelujah. So, That's our lesson today. A short lesson today. A follow-up. But a springboard as well. Follow-up on the convocation that we concluded. But a springboard into this declaration of rest. So I want to declare the word of the Lord over the room here today. Praise the Lord. Now I want you to, the scripture says, look, open your mouth wide and I will feel it. All you got to do is believe the Lord. Praise God. You know, every time the Lord declared a word, he said, well, the word that was spoken to them then did not mix with faith in their hearts. So they did not get a hold of it. But if it is mixed in faith, don't worry how the Lord's going to do it. That's not your concern. You know, your concern is what the Lord said, not how. You know, unless he tells you how. You know, in a strategy session between you and the Holy Spirit, he may give you some how. But the Holy Spirit, if he gives you some how, he will never give you all the details. Because your mind can't handle the knowledge that the Holy Spirit has. Nobody can. But he'll give you a little here and there, a little here and there. You know, he may give you. But for the most part, what you need to know is what he promised that he will do. If it pleases him to reveal to you the how, that's great. But whether he reveals to you the how or not, you know, we are steadfast on the what. So today I'm going to blow the shofar, spiritually speaking, you know, not physically. Well, actually, I have one here in my living room. I actually have a shofar here, but you know, I'm not blowing that here this morning. I'm just going to do it, spiritually speaking. We're going to make an announcement. Shofar, by the way, is, you know, this weird looking trumpet that they used to blow in those days. They still do. So we're going to make this announcement. It's all about announcing something. What are we announcing? Well, ladies and gentlemen, blow the trumpet in Zion. Sound an alarm on my holy mountain. Well, I want to blow and announce to all the satanic altars, the spirits of the Pharaoh that have put a burden upon the people. And I said, put more work, put more burden, put accident, put sickness, put affliction on them so that they will not have time. They'll be going back and forth and they will not have time. Well, let the heavens hear my voice. And every high thing that has exalted itself against the knowledge of God in the lives of God's people, hear my voice this day. Today, I announce a convocation of rest. Hallelujah. Praise God. Rest, it shall be a rest unto you. I announce a Sabbath of rest for God's people. You will no longer be under these burdens. Glory to God. Leviticus chapter 26 and verse 13 says, I, the Lord, have set you free from these things. I don't want you to be under these burdens anymore. Praise the Lord. I've set you free. I made you to go upright. I am the Lord. I brought you out of the land of Egypt. You should not be their bondman. And all those things, those four horns that have come to batter down the people of God over these months, especially this year. This year has, you know, my goodness, it's a lot of challenges for many people. We've heard some testimonies here, and we're still dealing with some. But in the name of Jesus, I raise my voice to the heavens. Hear my voice. Give ear, O heavens. Hallelujah. Give ear, even now, as I declare the word of the Lord. Hear it, that this shall be the month of rest to the people of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, let it be a month of rest. Give ear, O ye heavens, and I will speak now. And hear, O earth, and in every high place, And every place that Satan has put himself to lodge in these high places where he doesn't belong, I dislodge them by the power of God. This announcement says, it is time for my people to have rest. Just like God gave Asa rest. And during that rest, he strengthened himself. He built cities. He made some advancement. He said, for the Lord has given us rest. Now may the Lord cause your hands to advance. Ha! Kanduria bashalara sikaboi. In this time. Hallelujah. Now those hands, the feeble hands, you know, the weary hands that have hanged down because of the battering ram that have come against the people of God. Well, on the other hand, the prophet also saw four carpenters to deal with that. Hallelujah. And I come to deal with it. We've dealt with it during the convocation week. This one is just now an announcement. Announcement of a new season of rest for you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, because the Lord has set you free. Praise God. You know, the Lord says, look, you have been set free. So do not put your neck under the yoke of bondage again. That means, you know, you have to stand fast. Galatians 5:1. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. He made us free already. And I'm announcing that freedom. And trumpeting it in your ears and in the ears of the heavens. And every satanic altar, let them hear it and back off. And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Lord, I thank you. May the Lord grant you rest. Let this month be a month of rest, even as it is written. On the first day of the seventh month of the year, you shall announce to the people that it will be a time of rest. You shall blow the trumpet to let them know it also. Don't speak it in a hiding place. Announce it publicly that they may know it. It will be a time of rest. The devil shall put no servant work upon you again. All these burdens, let there be more burden laden upon them. Let them toil in their labors. You will not do that. Hallelujah. Prophetically, we reverse all of that in Jesus' name. Rest, rest, rest. Come unto me, Jesus said in Matthew 11:28. All ye that labor, and I will give you rest. I will give you rest. Rest from the Holy Spirit. Ladies and gentlemen, the real Sabbath of God is that rest in the Holy Spirit. And may he grant everyone, you and your families, you and your loved ones, grant me and all my brethren, hallelujah, praise God, grant us rest. Even beginning today, in Jesus' name. That means areas where we have been troubled, God will begin to reverse, roll it back. Hallelujah. You know, I've seen it. I've seen a roll back in the spirit. God will begin to roll it back. That's right. You know, those waves are rolling forward. God now begins to roll it back. Just roll everything backwards. Hallelujah. You know, roll it back, and roll it back. In the name of Jesus, all those powers of the enemy. So when the enemy comes in like a flood, Isaiah 59:19. The Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard such as this. This is the standard. To let the people of God know that there is a time of rest that has been announced. And then you've got the evidence now. You've got the written evidence in your hand. You got to use it. You know, sometimes when people don't know what they have, you know, then you don't know. But now you know. Praise God. You're not going to let the devil, you know, it's like, look, If you have, you know, the deed of trust, you're not going to let someone come and kick you out of there because you have it. You know, so we have this right now. And so the devil, we're going to put him afar off. Hallelujah. In a time of rest. Did you know that the devil, after Jesus went through 40 strenuous days and nights and was so tired, he come in there. The devil may try to do that, but I'm giving an announcement right now. Don't do it. Praise God. And he went away for a season. During that season, Jesus had rest. Now, the devil go away for a season. We can't put the devil in the lake of fire just yet. You know, but we can bind his works. You can put spiritual handcuffs. That's right. Job chapter 5 and verse 12 tells us, the Lord will disappoint the devices of the wicked so that their hands, it's like putting spiritual handcuffs over their hands so that they can't do anything. Praise God. Can't perform any of their enterprise. So the Lord, in the name of Jesus, through the power that is in the name of Jesus, I command that every device that the enemy has devised, and the greatest one he has used this last few months, is to pummel down the people of God. Well, I command that those devices be frustrated in Jesus' name. And I command that the hands of satanic altars that reach out and try to put the people of God into affliction, their spiritual handcuffs be placed on them in the name of Jesus. And let there be a time of rest, a time of refreshing, starting on this first day of this seventh month. Let it be a month of rest for you, your families, and your loved ones. Let the Lord roll back the billows that have tried to roll over you. Lord, roll them back in the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. I give you, Lord, praise, and I give you all the glory. Now, for as many as are in the listening lounge, and anyone else that's on stage, there's one word now that I'm going to declare for you. Glory to God. For your efforts in coming to this room every day. And you never know which day it is that the Lord's going to drop a word. It's like that man in, you know, John chapter 5, he kept coming. It was one day that he had that encounter. He never gave up. Well, you're here today. So if you are in the listening lounge, I want you to raise your hand. I'm going to declare something over you. It's not about you coming to the stage. And moderators, don't bring them to the stage. They're not coming to stage for that. I just want them to raise their hand because I want to pray. See, we can't force anybody to receive anything. That's why Jesus used to say, you know, will thou be made whole? Because you can't force it on anybody. You know, so do you need a time of refreshing? Do you need a month of rest? Well, if that's you in here this morning, raise your hand. I'm going to declare it for you. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So you say, well, I am on stage. How do I raise my hand? Well, give me a thumbs up symbol, signal. That's your raising of hand as well. And I'm going to pray over everything. The Lord sees it. I'm going to declare it for you. I'm going to declare it for your families. I'm going to declare it in your house, in your business, everything around you. I'm going to declare it for you. Lord, look at all these hands that are raised. In the name of Jesus, that want to receive this, I declare it for them, Lord, a month of rest. As it is written, declare it on the first day of the month. Blow the trumpet. Let it be a time of Shabbat, and a time of rest for them. They shall have no more of these burdens. Do no Sabbath work there. The devil will not put this on them again. God will roll back the billows. Now, for every hand that is raised and every hand that has signified that they need this on here this morning, let this word take effect upon you. Let there be rapid response from the throne of grace in the name of Jesus. The Lord bless you. The Lord cause his goodness to pass upon you and his face to shine upon you. Lift up his countenance upon you and give you by all means peace and rest and quietness and assurance forever in the name of Jesus. In your tents, hallelujah, there shall be peace. He said, my people shall dwell, you know, in quiet resting places. Hallelujah. Now may there be peace. Let there be peace in your home. Peace in your life. Peace this month. Hallelujah. Now, in the event that that ugly devil may try to raise his head, remember, Luke 10 and 19, I give you power. That's right. To tread upon serpents and scorpions. You know, and over all the power of the enemy. And if you try to raise his ugly head again, you crush it down and you make your declaration. Hallelujah. Jesus said, you know, to those people, and it's the same to us. Say, what I say to one, I say to all. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. Now, therefore, shake yourself from the dust. Isaiah 52 and 2. Loose thyself from the bands of, thou art loosed already. Hallelujah. Jesus said, woman, thou art loosed. I say to all the women that are in here today, you are loosed. I say to all the men, you are loosed already also. I say to the brothers, to the sisters, and in your families, to the young and old, thou art loosed from the heavy burdens. Because the Lord said, thou shalt do no servile work there. You will not be servant unto them. I have set you free that you will not be their bondmen, and I caused you to go upright. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Now, Lord, I want to give you praise. I want to give you glory, Lord, because your word shall have rapid response. So that which I have spoken shall no longer be delayed. Ezekiel 12, 25 and 28. But the word that I have spoken shall come to pass quickly. Hallelujah. Let there be no delay. I announce it to the heavens. Rapid response to bring rest to the people of God. In the name of Jesus. Thus saith the word of the Lord. Make the announcement. Call it out in plain view. On this first day of this seventh month, blow the trumpet. We did that already through the announcement. Say to the people of God, comfort ye, my people. Say to the people of God, rest and assurance. Say to the people of God, dwell in quiet resting places. Say to the people of God, you know, build. That's right. It's the time to build when you have rest. You know, fortify, strengthen yourself. Hallelujah. Your strength cometh. Your God cometh. We'll give you strength in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.